And I was, as usual, too long-winded. But I'm going to begin the next section, and we'll continue it next week. The next section reads, "The Sacred," quote-unquote, "Values of Child Rearing." And she opens with an Adolf Hitler quote that we've quoted before. Quote, "It also gives us a very special secret pleasure to see how unaware the people around us are of what is really happening to them," unquote. And I see that because these power guys have to come out to me for a variety of reasons, that almost giggling need to feel superior to their brothers and sisters because they know what's going on and we don't, because they are what's going on. They are the ones creating everything. You know, I thought about this and thinking about when I was doing martial arts training with Colleen and the issues that would inevitably come up. All one person had, you know, somebody says something that's obviously racist, and then you have to have processing meetings and then subgroups and training sessions. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It is so easy for us to be manipulated because we are honest and they are not. And they know this. So we have to take with a grain of salt the news that gets reported to us about racism cropping up here and this racist. I mean, we have to begin discussing this, that it is in fact in their interest for us to be divided from each other, for us to feel unsafe with each other, suspicious with each other. We have to start discussing that this is the case, and that the only way for us to address this is to put forward our alternative and get focused on it completely, and work with our brothers and sisters so that we can be the counter to that sowing seeds of mistrust, that we can be the love that they're trying to destroy. Quote from Alice, "People who have grown up within the value system of poisonous pedagogy and have remained untouched by psychoanalytic insights will probably respond to my anti-pedagogic position with either conscious anxiety or intellectual rejection. They will reproach me for being indifferent to sacred values, or will say that I'm displaying a naive optimism and have no idea how bad children can be. Such reproaches would come as no surprise, for the reasons behind them are all too familiar to me. Nevertheless, I would like to comment on the question of indifference to values. Every pedagogue accepts as a foregone conclusion that it's wrong to tell a lie, to hurt, to offend another human being, and to respond in kind to parental cruelty instead of showing understanding for the good intentions involved, etc. On the other hand, it's considered admirable and right for a child to tell the truth, to be grateful for the parent's intentions, and overlook the cruelty of their actions, to accept the parent's ideas but still be able to express his or her own ideas independently, and above all, not to be difficult when it comes to what is expected of him or her. In order to teach the child these almost universal values, which are rooted in the Judeo-Christian tradition, I would say, in class, among others, adults believe they must sometimes resort to lie in order to teach children, you know, what I just said, those values, that sometimes they have to resort to lying, deception, cruelty, mistreatment, and to subjecting the child to humiliation." And I want to think more about the implications of even just that brief excerpt. And we're going to continue this next week, and I hope that there are actions springing up as our thought develops, and that there may be some way of letting me know what those are, because it's a salve to the soul to know that there is that love is growing out there, that the love I feel for all you guys is reflecting the love you feel. Until next week, peace.